celebrate that Jesus Christ came not to divide us, but to bring us together. Let us listen together for God's word. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you all are all one in Christ Jesus. Here ends the reading.
So my wireless mic is not working, I don't think, so I'll just take that off. Is it working? Now you have to listen to me. Dear ones, let's be together in prayer. Make us one. Amen. So if I were to ask you what one sounded like, you would probably respond to me by saying, one what? If I were to say maybe, what does one race car sound like? You might say, vroom, 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 vroom. Right? Does that sound like a race car? If I asked you what one firework sounded like, you might say it sounds like this. Or if I were to ask you what an ambulance sounded like, you might say it sounds a little bit like this. Woo, 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 woo. Is that a, maybe that's a police car. Anyway, you know the point. But today, I'm not really interested in what the sound of one firecracker or race car or ambulance is, because today is World Communion Sunday, the day where we're reminded each year that we are all invited to Christ's table and that in Jesus Christ we are neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, but we are all made one in Christ Jesus, one with one another in this room and with those around the world. So on this World Communion Sunday, if I were to ask you what one sounded like, and you were to say one what, my response might be this. What does it sound like when we, gathered as we are around Christ's table, what does our oneness sound like? Well, maybe a nice metaphor that we could use to think about us as a symphony. Right, that each of us is an instrument, each of us making our own unique sound, conducted by God, and when we combine together, we make a beautiful song together. Which is a nice image, right? It's a beautiful metaphor, but it's not quite right. Because, you know, it leaves out the grittiness, the sounds that real people make when we're really being one together. Right? It leaves out the coughs and the sneezes and the wiggles and the giggles. No, a metaphor just won't do this morning. And if we're going to get an answer to our question is what does one sound like, we are going to need to make some noise together. Don't you think? So I'm going to need your help. Okay. Who wants to be a cougher for me? Who wants to cough? Okay. Give us a sample. Give us a nice loud cough. All right. So you be my coughers, all right? I need some sneezers. Who wants to say, achoo, for me? You got sneezers back there? Okay, let us hear it. Achoo! All right, okay, coughers and sneezers. Who can wiggle nice and loud? Go ahead and wiggle. Yeah, go ahead, give us a wiggle. Gotta be louder, okay, very good. Okay, wiggle, you guys be the wigglers, remember that? Now we need a giggler. Tee hee hee, ha ha ha, who can do that? Okay, I hear right there. Whether she wants to or not, she's our giggler. Anybody else want to be a giggler? Okay, so we have a cougher, a sneezer, a wiggler, and a giggler. How about a whistler? Whistler? Okay, very good. Let's hear it. Go ahead. Okay, excellent. So remember that. Now, we need a drummer and a rain sticker. Who wants to do that? Drum? Okay, you want the rain stick? Drum. All right. Marge, you can pass that back. It's heavy. Okay, so we have a cougher, a sneezer, a wiggler, a giggler, a whistler, a drummer, a rain sticker. I think we're just about there, but I think we need some stompers and some clappers. So maybe if this section here could be our clappers. Can we try that? Give us some clapping. Okay. And now here we're going to be stompers, right? So you want to do some stomping for us? Okay, so if you don't have a part yet, you can either do any of the ones we just mentioned, or you can take your rhythm instrument and just shake. Just make some sort of noise, okay? So we're going to go ahead and try that. On the count of three, we'll see what the sound of our real oneness sounds like. One, two, three. All right, stand up as you are able. If not, that's okay too, okay? Get it all out here. Okay, well, I want it nice and loud. I want Calvary to hear us. I want Good Shepherd to complain to me tomorrow morning that we interrupted their service, okay? Oh, it's over, okay. So, nice and loud on the count of three. One, two, three. All right, give yourselves a round of applause. You can go ahead and be seated. It's clear we are not a symphony. A little rough, but silly. But you know, that's okay, because that's what the sound of real people make when they're really being one together. You know what's nice about that? What's really nice about that is that you didn't have to be anything other than who you were to make that noise. Right? You didn't have to believe a certain thing or think a certain way. You didn't have to look a certain way. You didn't have to love a certain way. You just had to make your real sound. And it's nice when that combines, when you're making your real sound and we're making our real sound together, that's when we begin to sound like something else. That's when we begin to sound like love. That's when we begin to sound like grace. That's when we begin to sound like heaven and salvation. That's when we begin to sound like Jesus Christ, you know, the one in whom we're neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female. That's when we begin to sound like the one in whom we are made one. And that's when we begin to sound in harmony and in tune with all of the other ones around the world. And that sound of one is beautiful. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And shake and stomp. We'll sing.